What a day. Well, at least you're not human. I am sick of dealing with those pesky humans. A lot of them have thoughts of their own, and that is very hard to get rid of. Now, let me take a good look at you. What do we got here? Let me check your notes. Okay, so according to my, you are a T-100. A T-100 model? Well, that can't be right. You look a lot older than a T-100 model. Those connections are far poshed. Whatever, we'll work through it. According to this, you're a T-100 model. Subject Core issued you back in, that long ago. You are old. Okay, oh, this is dark. You were fashioned from parts of an old human they found lying around. So you're cybernetic, but part human. Well, that is interesting. The boss does not play around. Oh my goodness. Okay, alright, so according to these notes, you are broken because you started having cognitive malfunctions. Started thinking via their own free will. Well, that's not good. Well, that's not good at all. Okay, you also had issues with not obeying orders correctly. And just general disobedience. Alright, well, there's nothing that Dr. Subject can't fix. Let's get on with it, shall we? Okay, first of all, I just need to get behind your head and plug in that cable. Where is that cable? That plastic cable is always escaping me. There it is. Alright, that's all plugged in, so now let's get into your mainframe. What's the password? Let's try that again. Password. Okay, right, that worked. So let's have a look at your general cognitive patterns. Cognitive. What? No way. You're having brain activity. But the T-100 models aren't that advanced to be emitting that sort of brain activity. Huh. This is going to be a lot more complicated than I thought, fixing you, buddy. I don't know why I'm talking to you. You can't even hear me. And you're a robot that switched off. I must be getting lonely. I don't get a lot of visitors down here in the basement. You know, it's awfully quiet down here by myself and just me and sometimes my twin sister. Our last adventure. We got turned into cats. Okay, let me try and manually put in some new software. See if I can drag and drop that directly into your head. There's some sort of encryption code in there, and I can't quite crack it. It seems that your brain is doing something quite extraordinary. Self-thought is not something we give to our robots here in the Subject Core Cybernetics Department. It's not something I've seen before. But it could imply that you are definitely more human than they let me believe. Now that's quite scary. It's a very scary thought, to think that you actually are thinking for yourself. Well, better put this on. You can never have enough PPE around these places, especially with all those diseases going around. I'm very lucky. Plague is not an issue we have here at Subject Core because no one's technically allowed to leave. Haven't for a while. I can't remember the last time I had human contact. If you are human, this is going to be very strange. All right. Let me just get on my mask. I don't want to contract any germs, especially if you're from the before times. There we go. Pesky. Yes. Okay, so. Let's get nice and close to you, shall we? I'm gonna have to give you a mild sedative. I can already see this. Just in case things get hairy. This won't hurt too much. Let me just get it nice and close to your neck and sharp pinch. There, okay. Ooh, you moved. That's definitely not a good sign. Okay. Let me see what you've got going on inside that head of yours right now. Help. Help you. I don't think I could help you at this point. Oh my god. Help. I've been kidnapped and brainwashed. This is a prank, right? This is a prank from the IT department. This has to be a prank from the IT department. Oh my god, help. I've been kidnapped and brainwashed by Subject Core. I am not a robot. I am in fact a human with a tracking chip. Okay, well, could you tell me more information about that, please? I'm gonna get in so much trouble for this, I can already tell. Oh, the mask has to come back off for this. This is terrible. Okay, so you've been here for a couple years now. You were an employee upstairs. That makes a lot of sense. You brought down here to be brainwashed. Got brainwashed and turned into a cyborg. That is, in fact, a cybernetic chip implanted in the back of your head that connects to your brain and tells you what to do. The chip must be malfunctioning. Silly me, of course. All right, well, I can take these off then. I just need to fix the chip. Okay, well, I guess what I'm going to need to do is while I'm fixing the chip, it might be awfully distracting, so I'm going to give you something to stare at. My sister and I have been perfecting brainwashing technology. It's very painless, I promise you. It'll just keep your mind nice and happy while I code in some new things. I want to turn up the obedience to 100%. We want to turn up the free will to 10%. We got to give you a little bit of something, something to bite back. We want to turn up the compliance. And we want to turn up the general mood to 100% at all times. Service with a smile is extra and costs nothing. Cool. Sounds good. Who were you obeying before? Okay, it says here you were in servitude to the CEO. Oh my goodness, she is not a nice person. Oh well, I better not mess this up then. Otherwise she'll have my head and my job. Alright, so you will be 100% compliant to Madame Secret at all times and be 100% loyal and obedient. Now what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to sit up here. Let me sit you up for a second. There we go. We'll just get you seated in an upright position. It's just going to show you some things and some flashy words and stuff. Just stare at it while I finish the rest of your code. I'm just making sure that we have really have it hammered into your head that you'll be obedient and compliant at all times. Just gotta make sure that pesky free will gets taken away. That chip is very powerful, but because it malfunctioned before, I can't risk it happening again. See, if you escaped and got away, that you would go and tell someone what happened, and she couldn't have that. Pee out nightmare, am I right? Oh, but of course you can't hear me anyway, you're too busy focused on that spiral. Good, good, good. That's exactly how you should be. Compliant, empty-headed, obedient. You're a robot, you're not a person. And it's funny because, you know, I could have taken the chip off you and reverted you back to your humanoid state, but you've been a robot so long now, I don't think you'd believe me. And you're just so compliant to her, Madame Subject. She is a hard, hard boss, but I'm sure you love working for her. I'm sure you wouldn't give that up for anyone. I'm sure you love being her robotic slave. I see now. You're her slave unit. And I'm sure that's fine for you, isn't it? Yeah. That spiral makes your head so happy. All those words. All those things drifting around your head like that. You're so empty-headed. It's nice to have a brainwashing refresher sometimes, isn't it? Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, I know it is. And hey, while you're here, I'm just gonna make sure your happiness is all the way up, up, up. There we go, all the way up for your happiness bar. We want you nice and happy for Madam Subject, so that she has a nice, happy helper to come back to. I feel like I'm going to be getting a raise for this one. And if not, I'm sure I'm going to be asking for it. Wow. This is so much better than telling you the story about the cat girls, huh? Oh, you'd probably be thinking right now, if you were human, what cat girls? Wouldn't you like to know? My sister and I get up to many, many hijinks down here in the basement, but don't tell Madam Subject that. Actually, I'm just going to erase that one from your memory. Bang. Erase. Would you like to erase? Yes. Good. We can't get that one getting out. If she knows we've been on hijinks down here, she'll fire both of us. We're already on our last warning. And you're probably thinking, why are we on our last warning? Well, we're on our last warning because, unfortunately, sometimes we like to experiment on each other. We have little competitions between who can brainwash someone harder. It's quite fun for us, but Madam Subject is not amused by the whole shenanigans. I can't help being an evil genius, it's just in my nature. Alright, so I'm gonna log out of your brain now. I'm gonna unplug you from the system. Let me get in here, it's behind your head again, sorry. There we go. Okay. You are good to go. Back on upstairs with you now. I'm sure Madam Subject is waiting and you don't want to keep her waiting.